Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams.
You know, look, say that's my nigga, I made him a million, now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring easy, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit, can't believe that I'm still in an apartment.
Business man, money
got me in office, million dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on sparsity, all the chick, he gon' stay with a chastity. I got raw, that shit made me a monster, he bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they house is as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking commas. Look at little dumbass. Living like we in a race. I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a 10-level foul. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. See all the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I stoop on one time, they gon' try to come take
it.
Really, they getting these niggas be faking, I don't want they vibes.
Let's make it happen, guys.
She on that 42 straight with no chaser.
You know how we do it here, right? Yeah. Come on! Hey, hey, I love that beat, right? I love that beat. Hey, guys, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, again, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page, live, online, at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your opinion or make a comment on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. And again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening, thank you. Thank you. Now, before I get into the show, with this show starting music, I just like the beat of this rapper, Lil Baby. I mean, it's heavy. It's heavy. And then when you listen to the lyrics that they throw out there, oh man, it's, you know, when you look behind the profanity or whatever, you know, you can see what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He, you know, a part in there where he said, I heard you a rat, and you know when we catch you, I run with them snakes, you know? and you know, that's just amazing to me. Amazing. Hey, I see more people joining the show. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. When welcome, again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show where you can call in and listen live, okay? Okay? And if you'd like to be on the show, just press your keypad on the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, okay? Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call me. Let's talk. 678-549-0274 is the number where you can get in touch and let's talk real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, I know someone who's buying or selling, give me a call or send me an email, frankwilliams at kw.com. That's Frank Williams at kw.com. Let's talk real estate. Before I get into the show, I'm coming up on a special weekend. It's my wife's birthday this weekend, Saturday. And actually, you know, she's a twin, so there's both of them, you know, two birthdays. But we're gonna have fun this weekend, and we're gonna go to a little special restaurant down here in Peachtree City, I believe, or whatever, and eat good and have some fun. But it's her birthday. And I'm not going to say any ages, but it's her birthday, and I love her, and, you know, she's mine. She's been mine for a long time. Well, let's not put it on me, okay? Okay, it's all about her and her birthday on Saturday. Think she's listening to the show. So happy birthday, babe. And we're gonna spend many more together. Okay. Love you. So again, call in number to the show, guys, is 516-531-9483. And you can call into the show again and just, you know, tap the number one on your keypad to talk. All right. So today's show is I wanted to talk about what you guys think should happen to the Michigan football coach. Okay. Everybody know the story. Okay. They've been cheating. Then, you know, just call it what it is. They've been cheating. They've been finding out. If let me tell you something. This guy had people going into the other folks' side of the field, going into the another team's side of the field with their, you know, cap on, with their school, you know, colors and logo and all on it, paraphernalia, the shirt, all that, okay? And stand on the sideline with a camera on his eyeglasses or sunglasses. And then when he realized the camera was on him, he tried to pull the bill of his hat down in front of his face not to get on camera so no one would recognize who he was. Okay? But he was there to steal the other team's signs. And what do they do when they throw these signs out there? And he's filming. So what happened with that is he brought his film back to Michigan to the coach and said, "Hey, coach, this is what I have." Right? And so the coach pulled it in, and all the coaches start watching film. Oh, when they do this, They run this defense. That's what they're going to do when they get there. When they start right here, when they have the linebackers right here, this is what they're going to do. See, if I know what you're going to do, or if I know what defense you're going to be in, and I'm on offense, and I see you move over here, I say, ah. And then I change my play to say, hey, this is what we're going to run. We're going to run this because they just moved over here. That tells me that they trying to blitz me. If I know what you're going to do to me or to try to stop me or stop my team, if I already know what you're going to do, yeah, I'm going to break you down. Right? I can beat you like that. That's how you beat teams. If the other team tell you, If the other team come up to the line, tell you we're in a such and such defense, okay, then you're gonna change your play to adjust to that defense. So I know they're gonna come up on my wide receiver, so I'm expecting my wide receiver to take off and go long, and I'm gonna throw him a touchdown because I know that's what they're doing when they're in this defense. I already know their plays. Okay? Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat you because I know what you're going to do. I know what you're doing. If I know what you're doing, I'm going to beat you in anything. If I know what you're doing in checkers, I'm going to beat you. Okay? If I know what you're doing in pool, shooting pool, I'm going to beat you. So if I know what you're gonna do, and I've stolen your signs, okay, I've stolen your signs. I know what you're gonna do. Yeah, man, I'm gonna wipe the floor with y'all. We're gonna beat up on y'all, cause I know what y'all gonna do. How can you say as a coach at Michigan that you didn't know that this guy was out there filming other teams, wearing other teams' paraphernalia, stealing their signs, and you coming back and dissecting the film, knowing what they're going to do? I mean, you could send them every Saturday. You could send them every Saturday. You could send them to two games. He could do two games on a Saturday. He could go into like Colorado and film a game. Then he can come out of Colorado because they had that 12 o'clock game. He could come out of Colorado and go over to Arizona or somewhere, wherever, and do another game. I mean, they got the money, right? They got the money. They can do that in order to steal other teams' signs, in order to get ahead of other teams, in order to beat other teams, in order to get in the players in the college playoffs. It's got to be some money somewhere. That just smell like money. And that's exactly what it is. They feel like they have an excellent chance at winning the national championship. Yeah. Yeah, you do if you know what everybody else is gonna do when they play you. Yeah, you got a good chance of winning the championship, dog. You cheating the way they cheated back in the '60s. You don't give a damn. You don't give a damn. You just send somebody somewhere to steal other team signs. How do you not know that is not fair? How do you not know that? How do you not know as a head football coach that you can't do that? How don't you know that that's against the rules? I ask people all the time, you know, I work with about 19, 20 other people. I ask them all the time. No. How do you not know? How do you not know? How do you not know? And y'all tell me this. Oh my goodness. Y'all tell me this. Y'all can call into the show. 516-531-9483. Guys, you're up on the show already listening. Go ahead and press 1. Tell me what you think. Or say hello, or just say, don't say that, but but just say, hey, what's up, Frank? Hang up. You know, I don't bite. Anyway, 516-531-9483. But back to the Michigan coach. I mean, so let's say we find out that he was just lying. Say this guy who was filming everything come back and say, yeah, Michigan paid me. They paid me, damn it. I mean, they gave me $75,000 to do it and to pay for all my expenses and I still get my regular salary, you know? And I did it. Jim Harbaugh knew about it. He the one asked me to do it. And what if we find out that that's what happened? What if we find out that Jim Harbaugh was lying through his teeth the whole time? What if we find that out? And I think we will, but what if we find that out? Man, what's going to happen? If they go through and win the national championship this year, and then, you know, let's say right after that in February or March next year, they say, damn it, Jim Harbaugh was caught lying. Okay, he was caught lying. So what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? We have to do something now instead of later. They have to do something now instead of later. This little three-game suspension that he's going to serve the rest of this regular season, he didn't coach this game. He's not going to coach the next two games, and those are going to be the end of the season. And then they'll start working towards the football playoff. So you telling me that if they hadn't made a decision, then he gonna coach in the playoff. He gonna be able to be on the sidelines and coach in the playoff. You mean to tell me that's the way it is? You know what? When someone finds out that you've been cheating in sports, cheating, it's hard to come back from that. I think he probably needs to be fired. For real, I think he needs to be fired. And you know, I mean, this is worse than, you know, having some kind of woman problem, you know, messing with some female in the office. Cheating is worse than that. Cheating in sports is worse than that. And because people have their money on these games and stuff like that, that's where the killer is. That's where the money comes in at on these people betting. Okay, that's where these lines come in at. That's where this cheating stuff starts to come in at. People who are betting, and you can bet online and get paid. If you know what you're doing, that's all I'm saying. So, again, call into the show, guys, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk again. We're talking Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh. What do you guys think should happen? And, again, you know, people are on the show, but I understand if you don't want to talk. But again, I want you guys to chime in every now and then. I know I don't have a slew of shows and all this stuff, and you can get used to calling in. But you know, we're gonna start trying to get a little bit more consistent. I might go to once a week. I might go to twice a week. I might go to three times a week. I might go to strictly weekend. I don't know. But just, you know, if you follow the show, you'll know when I have a show. Okay? And those of you who are listening online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. You can click on that, and you'll be able to get my episodes when they happen. What do you think should happen to the Michigan football coach? Again, I'm not saying he should be fired now, because I know that they have a lot of information, but obviously it's not enough information to fire him. But they're still gathering information. That's what they're saying. They're still gathering information. But what I'm saying is, if we find out that this fool is lying and lying through his teeth, you know, that's going to be a death blow to Michigan. It's going to be a death blow. And, you know, no one can stop it. It just is what it is. Hey, love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And I'll catch up with you in maybe, hopefully, 22 and a half hours, 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out.
Stop lying, minding who else. She said, worry about yourself. Let's come.